tugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are down in Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bag and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome to Las Vegas and Happy New Year 2019. And what better way to kick off the new year than an insightful conversation with the man that covers Las Vegas for the Review Journal. He's known as John Katz, and today he'll give us a look into Vegas 2019 and beyond. You'll also hear from most of our regulars. Eddie O, the wine guy, opens up with a present for anyone who's considering a career in wine. His view of what it takes to make it as a sommelier and beyond. Eddie will be discussing this over the next few weeks and will make you appreciate just how difficult it is to become a master somm. On Luxury Living Vegas Style, Gady Medrano of Flipping Vegas starts off 2019 by reminding us that it takes intense marketing to get the most for your house or condo. And Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com updates us on the introduction of Kind Heaven. We discussed it a bit last year, but Scott has more for what we can look at. Every city's got them. I remember growing up in the Bay Area with Herb Cain. In L.A., there was famous people. You know, people you had to know in the newspaper that would tell you what was really going around town. And we got the guy here on the Review Journal. His name is John Katsalamidis.
Righteous.
Is that right?
You got it.
That's the last time I'm going to say it. Otherwise known to his friends and his readers as John Katz. And John, first of all, to do that, and I know you kind of took over the chair from Norm Clark, who everybody remembered there. You know, is it one of those things, you think it's something you have to kind of grow up here a little bit or at least be around it enough to really get the philosophy of the place?
Well, you mentioned Herb Cain, who, you know, I spent a lot of time growing up in Northern California, and we used to subscribe to the San Francisco Chronicle. I lived in Chico, and and I loved Herb Cain. I loved Herb Cain because he embodied his city. He was San Francisco. You got the feeling that this was a guy who was a product of his environment and loved being immersed in San Francisco. And I always thought, I have long thought that it would be great to be that in Las Vegas for the new age. You know, and that's what I'm trying to achieve here. It helps, in my instance, to have spent a lot of time here. I moved here in 1996, and so I know a lot of the people that I work with. I have known a lot of the newsmakers for quite some time, and it's easier for me to plug into and get to know the people who are moving here more recently because of my background in Las Vegas. Norm, in his case, he came in from Denver and started doing the 3A column right away as a notebook and did great with it. So it just depends on the individual. You know, I think it just depends on the personality, and I know that after a time it will grow regardless of how much of a background, how deep a background you have in your city.
Well, you must have to build up trust, right? Because you do get that inside information, and for people to feel comfortable with it, because especially in a place like this where there's so much competition and stuff, you must have to make them feel comfortable.
I'm looking forward to getting to that point. No, you're right. I am kidding. It is. It's, you know, I think the key to this to this column is that you contacts are key. It's a people position. You have to know the right people, and those people have to be okay with you carrying around a lot of knowledge that will be, published in a responsible way in a way that is timely and accurate. And that's pretty much my top priority in this job, is to make sure that I'm right. Not necessarily to be the first out there in this era of mass media mixing with social media, but to know that what I put out there, when I put it out there, is on target. And to do that, you have to do a lot of corroboration. You have to talk to a lot of contacts. You have to know a lot of people.
When we return, more with John Katz of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. If you've ever considered a career as a sommelier or even as a master somm, you probably would be amazed at what is required. Let's check this out as we begin a series on how to do it with Eddie O, America's first master sommelier. If somebody wants to get into this, they know this is the king of the hill, so to speak. But to get there, there's a lot to do. What would you recommend to somebody? I mean, because it's not something you take lightly.
No, it's not. I mean, first of all, you have to love food and wine. I mean, really be passionate about it, because it's not a casual approach to climb this ladder. In so doing, the best way, I can say, is for people immediately to dial up the following website, courtofmastersommeliers.org, because that's the examining body that everybody uses to enter and go up from stage one to stage four. So there they read and discover what it's all about. Perhaps before they even do that, I would recommend that everyone go on Netflix and buy, not rent, buy the movie SOMM, S-O-M-M. It's a documentary. There's actually three of them, so you want to get the first one. It's called S-O-M-M. Because what it is, it's a very well-done documentary that kind of tracks the progress of four advanced sommeliers. I'll explain that in a second, who are in the process of preparing to take the Master Sommelier exam. And it just kind of shows what it takes, what kind of stress is involved. It could scare you away from even thinking about pursuing this, because it's often our test, the Master Sommelier diploma, is often called the hardest test you never heard of.
Right. Well, and this is like taking the bar in the most difficult state you could possibly take it, or, you know, the hardest CPA thing. And in fact, it's even harder based on the amount of people that actually become a master sommelier. So with that in mind, Eddie, I want to ask you, if somebody doesn't make it to the master level, it doesn't mean they can't have a career as a sommelier, right?
Oh, by no means. By no means. Let's not even talk about master somm, because that's a very difficult mountain to climb, and you don't need to be there to be an effective sommelier. Basically, let's just discuss, there are four certifications that are involved in climbing this ladder, and you'll see them when you go to the quartermastersommeliers.org website. But basically, they have a certification called Introductory SOMM, and this course takes about 1 weekend. And they tell you what kind of books to kind of brush up on and read about. But you can accomplish, I mean, they teach you what you need to know during that weekend, and then at the end of the weekend, you're given a course, and, you know, hopefully you pass. A large percentage of people who take this course pass it. You know, it's kind of a way for somebody to kind of verify, do I really want to do this or not? And if you pass that one, probably chances are good that you should move on to the next one. Now, the next one is called a certified sommelier. Each one of these achievements is accompanied by them giving you a pin, a lapel pin. And they're burgundy red, and they're green when it gets to advanced, and they're gold. It's almost like the Olympics, and it's gold when it's a master level. But any of these pins are kind of nice to distinguish you, particularly if you're in the restaurant business. And let's talk about this. Anyone with a keen interest in wine can enroll in the introductory course. But if you decide to move on to the certified sommelier pin, it's considerably more difficult. There's more blind tasting involved, and it's probably something you could achieve if you work very hard at it for 6 or 8 months. But one of the things you would need to do would be to get a little on the floor, as they call it. Sommeliers work on a restaurant floor, not in the kitchen. They're out in front of the public. And one of the skills that you needed to have as a sommelier is to be good with your ability to communicate to all kinds of different people. It's very, you know, shy people don't usually do this. It's more outspoken people who are friendly, who really enjoy making people feel special. Another word for that is what we call hospitality.
Eddie O will be back again next week with part two of this Vegas Never Sleeps exclusive, How You Can Become a Sommelier and More. When we return, more with John Katz of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Hey, hey, what do you say? This is Paul Shortino from Raiding the Rock Vault, and you're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas, the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to John Katz, featured entertainment columnist at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Well, let's talk about some of the things around town, because we got you here, and it's just such a great opportunity to talk about to somebody who really knows all the background and so forth. So I'm going to start with sports, because we were starting to talk about the Golden Knights and the excitement of that. And you were saying, which I felt going out there, and every time I've been out there, the place is something special, right? I mean, this is something that's different from other places. You can go to other NHL arenas and so forth, or other sporting events. Vegas has really put their own touch on this.
Yeah, I think and as far as the Golden Knights, I can only compare the Golden Knights' energy and atmosphere to other events pretty much in Las Vegas at that scale. I haven't been to any other NHL games or any other NHL arenas. I had never seen an NHL game until the Golden Knights opened. But I do know that there is an energy and an emotional reaction to this team that I haven't seen in any other forms of sports or entertainment or anything else or our festivals in Las Vegas. There's a real bond between the team and the city. I think for a lot of reasons, but I think that the fact that they were an expansion team that was meant to be in Las Vegas, the facility that they're in was primarily built for them, gives them a unique place in the city's culture. And I really do believe that, and I think the response that they've received is because of that.
Are you surprised? You know, I know when they got the expansion rights, one of the questions was, well, nobody's going to want to live here. And it seems like it's been just the opposite. People love this. And then people, certainly the team guys, they got Max Pacioretty now coming from Montreal. Couldn't wait to get down here. So
yeah, I don't know. I think Las Vegas has a reputation that almost undercuts its value as a great place to live. You know, we have had a campaign nationally and even internationally that this is, you know, the old what happens here stays here, the only in Vegas, the whole, you know, going back to the Sin City moniker, doesn't speak to this is a great place to live and maybe raise a family. It runs counter to that. So it takes people to actually move here, including professional athletes or entertainers, to actually investigate the city beyond the strip, get out there in our suburbs and our residential areas, and really understand that this is a great place to live, and the community is a community and is very welcoming, because a lot of the people are transient anyway. They come from somewhere else, and so the people who are here already are understand what it's like to move here. And I think that pro athletes, and we're going to have another wave coming in with the Raiders, are going to find that and be pleasantly surprised at the quality of life here.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you on my last sports question. The Raiders are going to be different than the Knights. I mean, they just a different organization. This organization is, you know, the Davis family. I mean, they've had a thing with Vegas with the Goodmans and stuff. But as a whole, they're not going to be as welcoming, so to speak. You think it's going to be the same kind of fit like the Knights, or what do you see there?
I don't know exactly if it'll. I don't know. I that'll remain to be seen. But I do know that the Raiders are doing everything right to get their to come into the city and get their grassroots outreach program in order. They're going to be, they've been doing a number of charity things. They're going to be at the town square on, I think it's Friday, doing a public event there at their Raiders insignia. They've got a lot of Hall of Famers and alumni, former Raiders who are in the city doing that. They're laying the groundwork. And Mark Davis himself is a fan of Las Vegas for a long time. His father knew the city very well. And I think that certain things you can't overcome, and that is that this is a team that was that's coming from somewhere else and has had multiple homes over the past 30 years or so. But Las Vegas did step up and gave them an opportunity to have their own stadium, and it's going to be a more gradual relationship, I think. But that Raider logo, when I went to the ribbon cutting of the stadium with the strip in the background, it's hard to argue that that is a couple of powerful brands. It's a very powerful thing to see that Raider logo out there on the strip, and you can't escape that. There's going to be a lot of infrastructural challenges, parking challenges, a lot of ticket challenges selling this stadium out, but it's worth the effort, in my view.
And it's an interesting thing for the city because they finally got the NFL, the big sports mogul, to say, like, it's okay. The gambling's not going to get in the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that it was an eventual reality that when you can gamble anywhere in the United States, pretty much, and within a close distance. You know, I've got family in Idaho who can go gamble within, not too far from their homes. That you're inevitably fighting a losing battle if you're going to try and counter open gaming, and especially now open sports betting. And who better to regulate that than Las Vegas? We know all about how to make that work in a way that has integrity and can make money also.
Well, John, what about precisely what you're talking about, that you can do this anywhere else in the country? How does Vegas fight that to continue to be its own special thing? I mean, obviously, coming here is different. I think part of the way might be through entertainment.
Yeah.
Is that what you think? And they seem like that in conventions.
It has to be. The convention business is paramount to the success, the financial viability of the city, and what draws convention business, but things that separate Las Vegas from other cities. What separates Las Vegas from other cities are a number of amenities, including top headliner entertainment, top production show entertainment. You have to give people something in Las Vegas that they can't find anywhere else. Well, what is that? A high volume of residencies. I just wrote about the return of John Fogerty in residency at Encore Theater in April, and Hall & Oates for three shows in March at the Coliseum. These are things you can only see in Las Vegas.
You'll hear more from John Katz in just a moment. Time now for Luxury Living Vegas Style with Gady Medrano, star of Flipping Vegas, which is seen on the DIY Network. Check your local listings. Today's topic, marketing your home. We know you're a great realtor, and it's really important because it makes such a huge difference. So let's put our minds now as we're selling property and so forth. Talk about how important marketing is. And by marketing, I mean, I don't just mean, advertising and getting out in the right places, but, how you set the home, how it looks, and so forth.
That's huge. People just don't even understand how huge that is. It's not even in a seller's market. You can't just put it on the MLS, do some ads, and wait for lightning to strike. That's not going to get you top dollar, and sometimes it won't even get it sold. I'm actually experiencing this with an agent that the home really needs some paint. It needs to be looking better, and it would sell, and it's sitting on the market, and we're in a seller's market, so that says a lot about what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, there's no excuse for you. but the fundamentals have to always be there in selling something for top dollar. Just spend a little money on paint, have someone come in, handle some of those rooms that look outrageous and are far too specific, because sometimes a buyer will walk in and they don't have the imagination, or they're just turned off. And a property that can actually fit their needs and is perfectly priced and is all those things, but once you turn a buyer off, it's really difficult to get them back looking at it, and certainly not, to pay top dollars. So you have to really present it well. You have to really show the features, and you have to present, I hate to say it, but you got to show them the dream, show them what it would be like to live in this wonderful home, because to me, there's a home for everybody. So it's just a matter of showcasing it to the right buyer.
You can find out more about Gady at GadyRealEstate.com. That's spelled G-A-D-Y. More with John Katz of the Review Journal in just a few moments. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manji, nationwide on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient to most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table.
At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to John Katz, whose column in the Las Vegas Review Journal can be read online as well as at reviewjournal.com.
We have Gwen Stefani at the end of this month. We still have Celine Dion coming in through June next year. You go right down the line. That level of Diana Ross, you can just go on and on and on. We have Lady Gaga opening at the end of this year. We have Bruno Mars on New Year's Eve at T-Mobile Arena. I could go on and on. And we have that. We have Cirque du Soleil that you can't get really anywhere else in this way still in Las Vegas. We have a lot of we just have a lot of that. And we have the top restaurants in the world. All of the star chefs have brands here. And shopping, people like to come here and go shopping, and retail is a major thing. So if you package all that together and put it on the table with our great infrastructure and the great hotel design and the world-class hospitality, that's what's going to make Las Vegas work from here forward. People don't come to Las Vegas and gamble specifically like they used to. It's far down the list of, they might gamble while they're here. They don't say they're coming to Las Vegas to gamble, but they might play while they're here. If you talk to them when they leave, they would probably get a different answer than when they come in here. So gambling is just a slice of the pie, but it's a smaller slice of the pie than it used to be.
They are doubling down on entertainment because you look at the buildings. I mean, the Sphere, which is going to be incredible, is going to be here. But there's other buildings. Are you concerned at all that how do you fill those things night after night? Because you're talking about, I read, what was it, a couple hundred thousand additional seats. That's all, mm-hmm. When you include the Raiders Stadium.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
The Raiders Stadium, if you throw that in there, there are not that many acts that can fill a stadium on tour right now. It's not like in the 70s when you had, or even in the 80s when you had so many stadium rock bands out there, or pop rock bands. What I think, if you bring in the Sphere, the short answer to your question is, yeah, if I were a booker, I'd be I'd be looking at this like, okay, my job is going to be a little bit harder now. But if you look at the Sphere, that's a partnership with MSG, the Madison Square Garden Company, and they have Irving Azoff leads that effort, and he has contracts with everybody, including folks who haven't played here yet, people like Adele and Justin Timberlake, who haven't played here in residency. So they have their own collection of stars that they know that they can bring into the Sphere, people like maybe Billy Joel, and who have had a lot of success at Madison Square Garden. I think that there will be enough to go around. I think that some of the theaters that have had mini residencies or extended engagements, as I call them, or extended runs, some of the smaller ones are going to be more challenged to be able to afford a high complement of short-term residencies when the Sphere opens. I think that that's going to be a challenge. I'm thinking of places like the Pearl and the Joint, and if you've got people who are on tour and then stopping at the Sphere now, maybe they don't really need to play five dates at the Pearl Concert Theater. That's just a hypothetical, but that it will have a ripple effect, no question about it. So is the Golden Knights had a ripple effect on entertainment, for that matter, 18,000 over 44 dates. That's a lot of tickets that were not here 3 years ago. So that's a challenge.
This place certainly has got a culture. Hey, if something doesn't work, we'll tear it down and build something else. So I mean, I guess it's a place where they cut you kind of gamble on things.
Well, I think that metaphorically speaking, you're absolutely right. I had a resort executive, a pretty big one, a few years ago tell me the thing that to remember about Las Vegas is you get a verdict really quick out of Las Vegas, whether it's entertainment, whether it's your resort. Look at the Lucky Dragon. You know, look at places, you know, that shows that have tried to open and close in 5 weeks. You get an answer right now in Las Vegas, and if you can hold on and make it work and have enough capital behind you to weather that the first what could be a very troublesome opening period, you'll be all right. But I can't imagine that something like the Sphere isn't going to be here for the rest of eternity. I don't think that's a place that they're looking to be able to disassemble anytime soon. They've done the market research, and they know that they can fill it when they need to. And I'm really looking forward to seeing more of the development of that particular venue.
You are listening to Las Vegas Review Journal columnist John Katz. You brought up the Lucky Dragon, though, and I find that interesting. Do you think that was one of those, like, lessons learned now where they tried to really do this kind of specific thing, and really they were competing, from what I understand, against a lot of the so-called local hotels, which are a whole nother thing?
You know, it's funny because they're right across, they're kitty corner from SLS. It's in that kind of same radius, and they've had location issues too. Their model was at the beginning at Lucky Dragon was kind of to become the Asian destination resort and be sort of the joined hotel for Allure, for people who stayed at Allure part-time, who came in from overseas, and to make that, you know, you'd have a built-in clientele there. That model didn't work out. They had great food at Lucky Dragon. It was a cool place. It was well designed, but as we've noticed, that location on the northern sort of side of the strip doesn't have a lot of natural tourism traffic to begin with. So you have to target your audience and make sure you build it a loyal clientele before you even open the doors. I think they thought they had done that, but obviously there wasn't enough there to make it successful. It's funny, too, because if you just go west on Sahara, you have Palace Station, which is just going crazy. They just, you know, remodeled and spent several million dollars in the overhaul of that hotel. That's the original, probably the original locals' neighborhood casino, by definition, when it opened in 76. And it's not that far from Lucky Dragon. It's not really even that far from SLS. And it does great. And I travel down Sahara, and I look at where SLS is, and then you see Lucky Dragon close, and then you see the Palace Station, just with all that expansion of restaurants and the complete overhaul of its sports book and all kinds of new things. And you kind of wonder how they make it work and how it has been a struggle at SLS. And I think that one thing is crossing the strip is not, locals don't like having to do that. They don't like going across the boulevard, even if it's right on the corner. But it's just it's a remarkable business reality.
What do you think about downtown Las Vegas? You know, big change, and it seems like they've been very successful in kind of over the last decade or two, really kind of changing the image that area had. And a lot of that's got to do with Derek Stevens. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to build that big place. It's in process. You see that continuing growth, or is it, you think it's kind of reached its point?
Well, I'm interested in that, and Derek and Derek's, whatever it's going to be called, they're going to announce it on January 10th, but that's going to change the entire scale of the resort image in Las Vegas, in downtown Las Vegas. It's right on the corner where that where Las Vegas Club used to be, and I was just up at the Oscar Steakhouse the other night and looking down on that parcel. It's been wiped out, and it's going to be something amazing. I really do believe it's going to be something amazing on that corner that's going to change the trajectory of everything on Fremont Street. I'm also, so we'll see in January when that opens up, and we'll get more details, but if Derek's behind it, it's going to be significant, and it's going to be distinctive. And it's going to be right in the core of the city. And I'm also interested in what people haven't been talking about too much is the Arts District in downtown Las Vegas. I live at downtown. I live at Newport Lofts right there on the edge of the Arts District and about a half mile from Fremont Street. And the Main Street corridor, as it leads into the Arts District, is undergoing a lot of overhaul and a real renaissance right now. And people are going to find that that's a great place not only to spend some time in like an entertainment district, but maybe to live. I think what downtown Las Vegas needs is more livable dwellings. Yeah. That's really what you needed. Right now it's just an entertainment hang, you know, mostly. It's a place to go to spend time, but not live. But I'm looking at, into the investment down there, especially people like Brandon Powers, who opened Evil Pie and Golden Tiki. He's got some ideas down there that are very interesting. We've already seen, you know, outcroppings of businesses in that area. So, you know, I think all sides of downtown, Fremont East is going great, as is. I spent a lot of time there, too. So we're having an actual, you can't have a great, Oscar Goodman said this when he was in office, and he repeated it the other night when I saw him. He said, you can't have a great city without a great downtown. And I think Las Vegas is responding in kind at all levels.
Well, it's interesting because you brought up the Evil Pie stuff, and that guy is a dynamic guy, mm-hmm. Derek Stevens. And these aren't these big corporate people that you deal with on the Strip. It is kind of fun to watch because they seem like they are real firebrands. You know, they can innovate down there.
Yeah, you have personalities behind the brand. You have personalities who are entrepreneurial, and they're, you know, I use Renaissance men as a term for people like Derek and people like Brandon Powers. There's so many others down there. You know, I just think the personalities, and I would add Jonathan Jostle over at the Plaza, who's really taken to being on the corner of Main and Fremont. And they just opened the Core Arena there. Big investment. That's a great place to hang also.
More with John Katz in a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi nationwide on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
So, are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site,
No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to columnist John Katz of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The one thing I don't hear complaints about are some of these restaurants, and they're expensive restaurants, but folks know it. They know what it, they know what the price is going to be. They look at the menu ahead of time. If it's these famous chefs, man, they're willing to pay for it. It's something they can't get at home. It's different because they're honest and upfront instead of like sneaking something into them.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's why there's a price next to the steak. And when you buy the steak, they don't say, okay, well, you know, the steak was $49, but we have another $6 for a plating fee or something like that. And, you know, it's the same thing. Don't, you know, just if you're going to charge me, I'm going to adult, I can deal with it. Just let me know up front, okay? If I'm coming in from Boise, Idaho, I want to know if I'm going to be paying extra on this ticket or on this room or to park my vehicle if I'm driving. And I don't know. We're going to see that the market will adjust. And Las Vegas adapts really fast to the market, and we're seeing it now.
So final question. Let's ask you, how do you see the future going here? I mean, you've given us kind of a hint of this stuff. You've talked about some good ideas. Do you see the growth continuing? I mean, that whole part of the town, like we were talking about where the SLS is, you got a new owner coming in. I'm starting to notice the Resorts World actually looks like something's happening. So,
Resorts World is, they're looking for executives right now, too, and that's a good, really good sign. They're looking for some of the top-level executives here in Las Vegas. They're recruiting even as we speak. It looks like the wind, by the way. It's going up. At that the glass that they have up, I was over there last night. I was just driving along, driving on the west side of it on Sammy Davis. And I looked up, and it looks like the wind.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how, if that's intentional or if that's just a test, test plating or, you know, pains.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah, that's a good sign. That's coming up. I think the development on the north side of the strip, long awaited, is very important. I think that the convention center expansion is really important, especially to that neighborhood, places like the SLS Center. It's new ownership. Westgate, we have a new reopening of the Sterling Club, which a lot of people maybe who have moved here recently aren't aware of, but it is a Regal spa and entertainment complex connected to Turnberry Place that's going to be looking for convention business. That's important. A place like Mansion 54 in my column today, used to be Heartland Mansion, is going to be looking for convention business to book and do business off the strip right next to Zach Bagans Haunted Museum. The Raiders Stadium will bring in more, not only more infrastructure, a development on the west side of the strip where it is, but it's also going to bring in a lot of young millionaires to Las Vegas in the form of football players and that entire Raiders organization moving here, and that's going to have a profound effect on our economy, I think, having all those guys in town and their families. So I see that we're going to be growing. You know, I can only think that especially the advent of major league sports in this city. We're not even talked about the Aviators. I covered the naming of that the other day at downtown Summerlin. They're going to bring a new energy out there.
Is it about Oakland? They're going to be the A's.
They should just move Oakland to Las Vegas. I don't know. It's interesting how that works. So yeah, I'm trying to figure out how. I think we're going to call the Aviators the A's also. You know, the Avs? There's going to be a shorthand term for that team, and I'm already trying to figure out how they're going to do it. And a lot of debate about the logo itself, the color and design. But yeah. This is a major league city now, for sure. No doubt about it.
You will follow it no matter what happens. If people want to follow it, and I know people love Las Vegas, and that's why they listen to this show. If they want to read your column, what's the easiest way to do it? How do we do it online?
At reviewjournal.com/cats. I'm on the homepage there. I'm at Johnny Katz, JohnnyKats, on Twitter. Johnny Katz, the number one on Instagram. And I've just started my own podcast. It's running wild and free right now. It's called Podcats. And you'll find that on my column landing page also. And I've got about 20-something interviews banked over 8 shows now. And we're moving that along really, really well. So entertainers in town have all been on the other side of the microphone with me for that.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And please come back and we'll talk some more Vegas.
I'd love to.
Time now for a visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Subject today is an old one, but he has some new updates on it. It's called Kind Heaven. So give us a little bit of an update on Kind Heaven. I've got, you know, we did that other piece about it, and people are just fascinated by it because when Scott Robin can't really describe exactly what it is, it's got to be different. Anything new?
Describe it. No, I can describe it. I have described it. I've distilled it down to what it is. It's a walk-through attraction, Asian-themed, and it has its roots in music festivals because music festivals have evolved into this thing where there's multiple stages. You can get food and drink, but you want it to be the next level. So Kind Heaven aspires to be the next level of immersion, you know? Immersion, of course, has to do with other senses, and it has to do with what's the overall experience. It's not just the band you're listening to. You know, what kind of drink? There's literally a place in Kind Heaven where you're going to be able to order feelings. I have no idea what that means. It's peculiar, and it's quirky, and I have a feeling a lot of the things that were announced are not actually going to happen because they were talking about, you know, holographic porn and holographic monkeys. Wrestling and prostitutes and pickpockets. I have a feeling a lot of that will fall away as they start to build it, but I do think it'll be a very different kind of, you know, I would equate it to, say, like The Walking Dead at Universal Studios, where you go in and you're just all around you. It is stimulation, it's visual, it's interactive in parts, there are characters, and you're in a train station, and you're in a, you know, I don't think they fully know what it's going to be, to be honest, because they have left it very open-ended in terms of, like, we know it's going to have music. That's the music festival part. We know it's going to be Asia-themed, so there's going to be Asian food and street market kind of feel. I'm a little concerned about that because one of the things they say is it's going to have the smells of a street market. And I'm like, if anybody's ever actually been to a street market, those smells are not smells you actually want to experience. But I like that they're pushing the boundaries. It's going to be smack dab in the middle of the strip. It's going to be in a Link resort. They're also building zip lines, so they're going clearly for a younger audience that wants experiences. And so they are going, hey, we could have a new food court with bars and restaurants and do all that and have an extension of our casino, but let's take it to the next level. Let's get involved with some people who have made movies that have been involved in special effects in movies, and let's see if we can make it something that's truly unique. And I think it will be.
And you can read Scott all the time at VitalVegas.com. Thanks for listening. Next week, you'll meet impressionist Tom Stevens. He does the finest Dean Martin anywhere, as well as a number of other greats. Have a great weekend. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.